Stand by. Ready to go. Stalls are back and racing.
Just waiting for them to steady. Racing on this occasion. All set. And they're racing.
Lights are on. They're ready to go. They're racing now, and they came out as one.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to Punters Postmortem, your complete weekend racing wrap. Brought to you by tab.com.au. How's your form? Here's TK, Dino and the Duff.
Great to have your company on this edition of Punters Postmortem. Yes, yes, I realise it's Tuesday morning, but by popular demand, we continue on Punters Postmortem, hoping you found a whole stack of winners, not only on Saturday, but also Sunday, Monday, and even if you've been in action so early on this Tuesday morning. I'll tell you where the action is. Currently, despite the inclement weather, Warwick Farm Barrier Trials are going ahead, and there's some world-class gallopers going around. Good morning to you, Ronnie Duffersey.
Good morning, TK. The next trial is going to be a beauty. I don't know if they're all running in it, but it's been torrential rain the last two trials. But it'll be. I think most trainers will be wanting to kick these horses off, give them a soft trial because their programs are, you know, probably pretty well set in concrete. They have to get up to the mark fitness levels to get to the races. But it's been a long weekend of racing and plenty to talk about this morning.
Yeah, barrier trial number 5, which has got Brazen Bow, Delectation for Chris Waller, the top two. You got Ins and Out for Gerald Ryan, Comedic, Chris Waller again, Maastrix there for the Hawks team, Memorial for John O'Shea. You got the slipper winner in Moss Fun again for Michael Wayne and John Hawks. You got Preferment there for Chris Waller and Scissor Kick for Paul Massar. It's not a bad field, is it?
Yeah, geez, it'd turn over plenty if it was on Saturday, that's for sure.
It's that time of year, though, Ronnie, isn't it, where the barrier trials are often a better measure than the racing come Saturday?
Yeah, look, I think they've got to get these horses fit, and obviously they've got to get them back, most of these horses resuming, and their fitness levels are important.
In saying all of that, we start, I don't know whether we can kick off autumn, it's probably a little bit too early, but we do have the Expressway Stakes coming up on the weekend, $200,000. Hopefully the likes of Dryfontaine, Beaten Up, Hawkspur, Boban will go around in the Expressway Stakes, and the Whitten Stakes will be there. We'll see the return of the Gimcrack winner, and the Canterbury Stakes will also be in action. So I guess Godolphin will just be winning some more two-year-old races.
They're a chance, that's for sure. But look, those two-year-olds at this time of year are always exciting. And we had a couple in Melbourne yesterday, the previews and from the Blue Diamond. And it's going to be full steam ahead as far as the two-year-olds and the Golden Slipper's concerned and the Blue Diamond over the coming weeks.
Well, you speak about Melbourne racing, you talk about the famous Carnival, you talk about the famous Flemington, you talk about the famous Dean Lester. G'day, Dino.
G'day, TK.
Yeah, good to have you on board again, mate. What did you make of the Blue Diamond?
Well, I think Fontaton confirmed that what we thought of her. She's very good. She's got a lot of improvement in her. The margin wasn't great yesterday, but the performance was terrific. Mm. Maybe Burnstone through the Colts issued a little bit of a challenge. First time at the races was a good winner, but pretty comfortable that Fontaton's got a fair bit up her sleeve at this stage.
Mm. We look forward to it. And quite clearly, do you think slipper prospects there?
Oh, I think, I think any of the feature two-year-old races, she's going to be right in the mix. She looks pretty good to me. And, what I liked is that she wasn't screwed down at all to win yesterday. She was pretty big in condition. So Robert Smurden knows that he's got a month for the Blue Diamond and he's going to train her accordingly.
And Philly's on top of the Colts.
At this stage, yeah, I think probably the other filly down here that we'll see on Blue Diamond Prelude Day is Secret Agenda, and I think she's very good also. And as yet, the Colts probably Prompt Return might be the best of them, having won a Maribyrnong on plate, maybe Ragazzo del Corsa, but I think the fillies have got a little bit on the Colts at this stage.
Hmm. Ronnie, were you impressed by the previews?
Yeah, look, you have to be. Fontenot got the job done, and as Dino said, you know, like Robert Spurd's a great timer of his preparation, and it's a month before the Blue Diamond, and look, she got a little hamper at the start, and she still got the job done, and I thought the other colt was pretty good as well.
Right, 13:53:53, that is the open line on Punters Postmortem, both Ronnie Duffersey and Dean Lester taking your calls on anything that caught your eye over the past 3 days of racing or just racing in general, and the text messages, we'll keep an eye on them. 0419 767 272. 0419 767 7-2. Short break, then I'll give you the scratchings for today.
Now, a Sky Sports Radio morning goes that extra mile. This is what it feels like. On Mondays, Going Greyhounds moves to a 10:30 start. Tuesdays, John Tapp presents On The Pace, also at 10:30. And every day after 11, there's previews for harness and greyhound racing. Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader. Tab Saddle Up Sundays. Visit some of our most exciting regional destinations.
Orange's turn to saddle up is on Sunday, February 15. Racing Orange's Family Fun Day will be a fantastic day out for everyone. Free entertainment includes jumping castles, pony rides, face painting, plus fashions on the field and more. Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing World have the mounting yard covered at Orange, Sunday, February 15.
For more on Tab Saddle Up Sundays, visit gocountryracing.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio is your racing and sports leader. This is what it feels like. Every morning at 10 o'clock, get all the latest info on local and international sport. Cricket, tennis, soccer, rugby and lots more. It's all on Tab Sports Talk on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio. This is what it feels like.
You're listening to Punters Postmortem. Have your say. Call us on 13 53 53, SMS 0419 767 272, or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
It's been a bad weather, has certainly affected racing today. Three meetings have been abandoned. Linkfield races have been abandoned. State of the track, Port Macquarie races for today have also been abandoned for the state of the track, and Yonkers has also been abandoned. Inclement weather. You've heard the big freeze hitting the United States of America. You've got the big wet that's affected southeast Queensland, and also the inclement weather over the past 48 hours now hitting the coast of New South Wales. There is one meeting today. It is Stony Creek. The rail is in the true position. They've got fine weather and the penetrometer reading of 6.18. The track rating is a good four. A good four for racing at Stony Creek today. There are eight scratchings. Eight scratchings at Stony Creek. Let's go. The first four are all clear. The first four races at Stony Creek are all clear. Race five, put a pen through number eight, the Genman. Race five, take out number eight, the Genman. Race six, scratch number two, Bobarossa, and also number six, Savvy Kingstonet. Savvy Kingstonet comes out. So race six, scratch number two and number six. In race eight at Stony Creek, put a pen through number four, Little by Little, and also number five, Shining Mane. So in race eight, four and five come out. And in the final event down there, race nine, take out numbers six, seven, and eight. So at Stony Creek, race nine, scratch numbers six, seven, and eight. They're the scratchings for Stony Creek. Time to take your calls on Punters Post-Mortem, 13 53 53. We mentioned the barrier trials this morning. You got a result there yet, Ronnie?
Yeah, we have, TK. I think Memorial was pretty sharp winning the trial, and Moss Fund looked good running second. She probably should lack a bit of match practice being off the scene for a while, and Delectation in third, he was just trucking. He looked a trial really, really well. But a lot of the other horses just had really soft trials. But at first glance, you'd say Delectation was the pick of the trial. And obviously, Moss Fun and Memorial went well also.
Geez, mate, when you have a look at all those runners in that race, the likes of Brazen Bow and Kamardic and Maastricht, and Memorial, Moss Fun, Preferment, Scissor Kick, out of all of them, what's the one you're looking forward to coming back most?
Look, I'm interested in Kermadec to see if he could develop into a Australian Guinea sort of a horse in Melbourne. He's a horse that I've always had a bit of time for, and he won the Carbine Club in Melbourne over the spring, and I just think he has upside, that horse. So I think he could be I think he could be one that could head that way, just away from the Randwick Guineas and maybe to the Melbourne Guineas.
All right, and keep an eye on Delectation as well coming out of that. In fact, keep an eye on absolutely on all of those runners coming out of that barrier trial, and there are other big ones today. And we'll go through the exhibition gallops we saw on the weekend as well with Ronnie. Let's get to the open line, 13 53 53. G'day, Ron. Hello, Ron. In fact, Tim. Tim's there. Hi, Tim.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Duff, just want to ask you, mate. I was on Cleansing Ale in a three-leg all-up on Saturday. Hey, I know it was an unlucky run, a forgive run, but, hey, what did you think of the ride by the jock?
Look, I was on it too. I took the early odds, 20 to 1 there, so I was sick after the race. It probably should have won. I haven't got too many problems with the ride other than he should have probably been a little bit more aggressive early because it looked a slow race on paper, and it was a slow race, and he got back and just had nowhere to go after that. It was tragic to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, look, I reckon at the top of the straight, I don't know if you can recall, he tried to come out, and as he came out, there was a bit of a gap and it shut, but I thought he had more momentum than the horse on the outside of him. I thought he was entitled to try to at least make more of an effort to try to go through and push the horse on the outside out to try to come through that gap. What are your thoughts?
I think the problem he had, he could have pushed out if he would have had the running, but he was half a length behind him. It's very hard to push out when you're half a length behind a horse. If you're, you know, get up on level terms and you're travelling and you're going well, it's quite easy to shove one out of the road. But that horse he was trying to shove out that Chestnut Road, Tommy Berry sort of had a handful of horses as well, and he probably had the running on Chestnut Road. He probably had a half length on him, so he wasn't as easy to push out of the road as most times. So, look, I've really got no issue with him. He would have had to really break the rules to persevere with that buffeting.
Yeah, well, like you, I was a bit devastated after the race because the way I saw him, you know, couldn't get out anywhere, and he was only, what, three lengths off the winner or something at the end?
Oh, I reckon he was two. I reckon he was two lengths off the winner.
Yeah, two and a half lengths or something,
I think, definitely to follow for next start.
Yeah, look, in his right grade, he's no star, and that was a weak race, and that was an opportunity for him. But, look, he looks well. There's a win in him in that type of restricted, that restricted benchmark sort of 80 level. He's well placed.
No Tim, you know you're doing it tough, mate, when the bloke you're on's already winning four winners and he has no luck on the fifth one.
Yeah, well, I backed him twice all day on Merceau and the last. So he wasn't my favourite.
How are you going?
Thanks, good guys. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. Good on you, Tim. No luck there, but he is riding in terrific form, isn't he, James McDonald, with those four winners, including the victory by Ninth Legion, which was a tremendous victory. I love class horses making a return, Dino, and I think we saw that with Ninth Legion, although even by the Hawks' admission, was a long way from being wound up, but just you can't replace class.
Yeah, and he got the good run through, didn't he, TK? And you're right. He's right on the cusp of our better 1,400-metre milers, and he was very good on Saturday.
Ninth Legion, Ronnie in the Carrington Stakes, just superior to the others, really.
Yeah, he was. He's a real dry tracker, and he did get a beautiful run and conserved energy. Looking at him in the yard, I thought, well, you're going to need a run. And in his profile, he's a horse that usually probably takes a run to come right. But given that soft run, he was just too good for that lot. And a couple of those leaders probably softened each other up, which really helped him. And that McDonald, he is a superstar. And this jockey's premiership's really exciting at the moment. You got probably, I think it's Hugh Bowman, 1.5 clear of Shin. Hugh Bowman got suspended yesterday at Canterbury, so he's off for a bit over a week. And then you got six back to McDonald, who's got a wind in his sail and probably rides lighter than the other two. The other two ride 55.5, 56, where McDonald can get to 54. So even though he's probably 7.5 behind, you'd have to say that McDonald may be even favourite to win this premiership.
Dino, he's gone off early talking about the jockey premiership. We normally save that for another 6 months.
Yeah, surely we've got a bit more to talk about just yet.
Now, just out of the Carrington, Ronnie, I'll get your opinion. That's a good idea. Very, very honest.
Yeah, he is. He's a natural running sort of a horse. He's fit at the moment. And who's to say that he won't back up in the expressway on Saturday and have a real fitness edge. He likes to lead, and coming back a little in distance may help him. Although a drop of rain around, he won't go a yard. So it all revolves on the weather as far as his chances in the expressway next week. He was pretty good. Houseman battled on okay. Mighty Lucky was okay. Look, I think all honours with the winner there. Spurtonic was pretty average there after a good win at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, very much so. Whether just over the top, you think, maybe? Or...
hard to say. Over the top, you wouldn't think he'd go that bad. After a good win, a good strong win at the Gold Coast, maybe he just hadn't travelled back as well. Maybe he's looking for further, but jury's out on him.
All right. And the ultimate goal for Ninth Legion?
He can train on and be a force in anything John Hawke sets him for. He's a length off the top, but there's some pickings for him, that's for sure.
All right, let's get back to the open line, 13-53-53. Dean Lester in Melbourne with all your queries, and also Ronnie Duffersey in Sydney. Hi, Wayne. Hello, Warren. Good morning to you.
Yeah. Boys, I'll direct this question to Dean there. Stephen King. Look, I'm talking from my pocket. I got the last winner. It was heavily backed. What's the situation with him? He's a world-class jockey. Two rides yesterday. Has he got a manager or does he do his own bookings? What's the situation?
I think he's actually doing his own rides, but I think he's... Look, I mean, he's got a... he's got a farm that he runs adjustment and things like that. And I think he's just scaled down a bit. I think he rides, he rides for a select group of trainers, and he's happy doing that. I think if he wanted to promote himself further, he could get back and get a lot more rides. But he just goes along. You know, he does a bit of riding for Pat Carey. There's probably four or five other stables he does a bit of riding for. But he showed his skills yesterday.
Yeah, there was the money there, the show thing. Look, I go back a long way, and I remember in New South Wales when we had the senior jockey strike, and Damien Oliver and Stephen King were in their apprenticeships, and they brought them up the Warwick Farm. Did. Between the two of them, they rode half the program, and I was there that day, and I become fans of both them boys and follow their careers. But, you know, I just felt Damien's continued on, and Stephen, you know, it's a shame because he rides light and he's the vigour in that horse in the last race. Like, it's had problems, barrier, blankets, all this. He just got it up, but it's beautiful timing. The skill is still there.
Yeah, absolutely. He showed that yesterday. There's no doubt about that on Alex Sight, and that's one of the stables that he does do a bit of riding for.
Right.
Pat Carey.
Well, all right, you've answered my question. Thanks, mate.
Good on. What's Damien's early 40s, isn't he? What's Stephen's a bit older, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he might be a year older.
Right, okay.
Yeah, as Warren said, they came through apprenticeship at the same time, and they were very fierce rivals with Damien at the Friedman stable and Stephen King with the John Maher stable, and then both had stints as a stable rider for Friedman. So yeah, they've come through together.
And would you say Damien currently as good as ever, riding as good as ever?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. I think he was.
He's done well, hasn't he? He's a determined bugger.
Yeah, he is. He's a great competitor. And the other thing is that, I mean, it was unsavoury that he had the 10 months off, but I think it was good for his body. I think he was actually really struggling physically in that Spring Carnival 2012, and I don't think horses were running well for him. And I think that 10 months off, he gave his body to have a bit of a rest and then build up. And, he's supremely fit. And riding as well as ever.
Well, that's his determination, isn't it? Because it could have easily gone...
The other way. Yeah, no, but he's got pride in his performance and he's getting the job done.
I will get to the races that we saw on the weekend, but I want to talk about the exhibition gallops, Ronnie, if I can. We saw it on the weekend in Sydney. Hello, Crown. What did you make of it?
To tell you the truth, TK, I didn't get out and see the horses in the exhibition gallops because I was working.
Sure, you were filing copy.
And... flat out doing some work there, so I really can't comment, to tell you the truth, but the boys told me that did watch them. They said all the jockeys come in said they're happy, so I don't think they were overly extended gallops. They were just a breeze up.
It's just a chance to get a gallop on a great track, isn't it, on the course proper.
That's
so
sure.
Hello Crown will trial again on Friday, so we'll see more of that, and we'll probably go into the Group 2 Apollo, I think, in Feb 14.
Yep, and and shooting to win, obviously. He had a little breeze up there as well, and he'll probably have another trial as well.
He'll trial on Friday as well, shooting to win. That was a solo gallop, and he'll go running the Group 2 Hobart Fall on Feb 21.
Yep, for sure.
And then Diamond Drill nosed out Hampton Court. Again, we'll trial at Randwick. Hampton Court will go towards the Derby, and then hopefully the Guineas.
Yep, let's hope so.
Sorry, the Derby, yeah.
The Derby. Yeah.
We'll go towards the Derby. So,
well, it's up in the air. I'm not sure. I think there was a report during the week where there was a meeting with Alan Jones and Gay and working out really what's the best race to set this horse for. He's probably with a pedigree. He's got a bit of a stallion's profile, and they might want to have a shot at a mile or a 2,000 metre race.
Right. Would winning a Derby actually help you at stud or hinder you at stud?
Look, it's not going to do you any harm, but it's. I think that if you get a big group 1 mile or another 2,000 metre win, he's up and he's away. Put it that way.
All right. We'll take a short break on Putter's Postmortem. Ronnie Duffersey, Dean Lester. We'll come back with some text messages. If you phone now on the open line 13 53 53, you'll get directly through, and we'll get you to air as quickly as possible.
The TAB Summer of Glory is here. This Saturday night, Australia's best pacers line up in the TAB Victoria Cup, and we have a great offer to get the mobile rolling. Have a fixed odds win bet on the TAB Victoria Cup with your TAB account or TAB Rewards card, and if your horse runs second or third, you'll score a bonus bet up to $50 or equivalent TAB Rewards points. So have a crack on the TAB Victoria Cup at your local TAB, tab.com.au, or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
On the Big Spots Breakfast with TK and Jimmy.
Waratah Centre, Adam Ashley Cooper.
The Super Rugby years seem a little different when it's a World Cup year, Adam?
Not necessarily. I mean, for us, it's just another Super Rugby competition. We get an opportunity this year to be the first Australian rugby team to go back-to-back in terms of the championship. So that's certainly a challenge that we're embracing, but we know that we're going to have to go one better.
The Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Jimmy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Brought to you by TAB and the Mazda BT50 Ute.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack for the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
This is Punter's Postmortem. Want to get something off your chest? Call us on 13 53 53. SMS 0419 767 272. Or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Just a quick text here from Peter. Hey, Dean, any reason why Dissident didn't wear the Aussie flag colours? Pete.
Yes, the new owners, or the owners, are asked about the wearing of the colours with the number one saddlecloth holders, and the new owners of Dissident wanted for him to wear their colours.
Fair enough.
So he wasn't to wear them. So I think they went through and found the second favourite when the fields came out and asked Richie's Vibes connections, and they were wrapped to wear them, but unfortunately he was scratched. So that's why there were no Australia colours in the Australia Stakes.
There you go. Thanks very much for that. Hi, boys. Great show. How do you rate the WA Wizard, W Pike? I think he could turn into one of our greats. What do you think? Lance from Carlingford.
Well, he's a tremendous rider. There's no doubt about that, and he'd mix it over here. He had a little go in Hong Kong. Might have been a bit young for that, but he'd mix it over here. No problems. He's got such a great gig with riding Bob Peters' horses that I think staying at home and having that lucrative job whilst he's got that, he'll just be staying at home.
Yeah.
Well, he's a great jockey. He's just to be regarded as one of the, Australia's best. I suppose he has to come over and prove that. But he's certainly got Western Australia tied up at the moment. He's the king over there. There's no doubt about that. And he's really taken over from Harvey, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, sometimes being the big fish in the small pond is very, very sweet, Ronnie. Yeah.
My word it is. My word.
Absolutely. Plenty of high-profile owners over there in WA as well. Let's get back to the open line of Punters Postmortem, 13 53
53. Hello, Terry. Hey, yeah, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks, Terry.
I just want to ask Duff and Dean and yourself. I was at the club yesterday, and it always comes up about horses, quizzes and everything like this. And Quinella's come up, and I said, if you took one and two in a Quinella and they dead heated, you wouldn't get paid. They said the opposite. they reckon that, yeah, she'd get paid. I said, how can you when they both won?
I think you would get paid.
Yeah, you do get paid.
Yeah. Well, who runs second?
No one.
Well, there's no second. You have the dead heat and then you go back to third.
But they're the first two across the line.
It's the same with the prize money, Dino, isn't it?
The prize money gets split, yeah.
I thought first and second prize money gets split.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so it gets put together. Yeah, it gets put together and halved.
Yeah.
So that's it.
But a Quinella bet's the first two across the line, isn't it? And the two dead heaters are the first two across the line.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's it, Terry. I think you might have lost that bet. I think, well, I'm pretty sure you have. The first two, if it's a dead heat, it's you pay on the Quinella on the dead heat.
Right, mate. You've got a great show. I've been betting since I've been eight, and I'm in my 70s now, and I've been listening to this station for 50-odd years.
Jeez.
Good on you.
Great show, mate.
Good on you, Terry.
Yeah,
you.
Well done, mate. You've done very, very well. Been listening
you, mate.
That long, let me tell you. 13-53-53 is that open line. Let's talk about Dana's best, if we can, Ronnie. Just a sublime performance, really. Went forward, made the pace, went further in front, actually. Was well supported on track, but unfortunately for Gay Waterhouse, Tommy Berry had the ride there. The horse bled for a second time, which means that's an automatic lifetime ban here.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case with him. It's off of such a dominant win, and he was shaping up well to be maybe a lightweight chance in a Sydney Cup or something. I don't know, but we've lost him now. He's bled twice, once at track work, I think, and once in a race now, and that's the rules, Australian rules of racing. So. After such a dominant win, where he did land some big bets. I think tab.com.au went up $8 on Wednesday, which was wrong. Obviously, it was wrong. And he was they just kept backing him on track. He was about $4.40 into about $3. So, and they got it right. He was always in control of that race. He had different form lines. Most of those horses come out of that, well, it looked a scrappy Gosford Cup where they were as a bunch finish. And that was the better form line, the Gold Coast Stayers Cup.
So what, move on to the United States of America now, I guess?
Probably. He's rising six, though. You know, he's a chance for that option if someone wants to buy a horse like him or the owners want to give it a go. But, look, that's up to them what they decide to do with him.
Do you have a personal opinion on Lasix? They've got a race on that, don't they? They're not allowed to race on it, quite obviously, here. They can train on it, though, can't they?
Yep.
They're allowed to train, Dino, aren't they, on it?
They're
allowed to use
certainly.
It.
Certainly, yep.
Yeah, during the week, but not on a race day. What are your thoughts, Dino?
Oh, well, look, I mean, it's unfortunate for the horse. When I was about 17, I strapped a horse that had a really bad bleed and nearly died and nearly brought a field down. So I'm pretty biased against bleeders. I think if they bleed that severely once or twice, they've got to go, unfortunately.
Okay.
Rules anyway.
All right. 13-53-53. Short break. We'll come back with your calls and also your text messages and some queries for the boys. What happened? Dino, Ray Thomas talked about Tommy Berry not riding a winner for Gay in over a month. Didn't he see the ride on Marty last start? Cheers. Clinton from Newcastle. Yeah, but he came out and won on Dana's best for Gay.
He did.
So they that combination, well, I guess you got to say, Ronnie, they haven't been on fire, have they?
No, it works both ways as well. You know, you need to be riding for an informed stable. And if the stable's, having a little quiet week or two, and then, well, the jockey gets tied up in that as well. So it's a team effort. And I don't think Tommy's been doing too much wrong. Marty was a little bit ill-judged, but that happens every week with every jockey. They don't ride 10 out of 10 rides every time. So I know Tommy's probably one of the more consistent jockeys around.
Not much doubt about that. Sam Kavanagh's having a terrific run, his stable currently. That's on the weekend. It was his sixth winner for this month. That was Centre Pivot.
Yeah, from 13 starters. So, look, Sam went through, I'd say, a December where everything was running a place. And all of a sudden, everything's winning. So good luck to him. He's a young trainer who's a real go-getter. He goes out there and tries to make things happen. He has a go at the sales. He trusts his judgment. He's introducing himself to the right people, and it's paying dividends. He's getting a few nice horses in his stable, and it's always hard, especially for a young bloke who moved with a team of Adelaide horses to Sydney, which doesn't usually work. But look, he's built it up. It's taking him a while, which it does with any new young stable. So look, you've got to give him a pat on the back.
I was pretty impressed with that victory. Very, very strong to the line, centre pivot. Is there? I know it's been up for a while. Is there a prize, a bigger prize somewhere down the track?
Yeah, look, maybe there's probably a race in a month, Parramatta Cup, or you know, one of those Group Three, you know, 2,000 meter races. He's a horse that I'm waiting to go off the boil, but every time he walks in the yard, he puts another 3 or 4 kilos on. He's thriving with racing and enjoying his racing at the moment, and he's got a good little racing style. You could, in a slowly run race, you can ride him on the speed, and when they roll along a little bit, he relaxes beautifully off the speed, and he blends into a race nicely. He's a pretty foolproof sort of a horse.
All right, let's keep taking calls. 13-53-53. Let's go to Jim. We go down to Jim. Hi, Jim. Good morning.
Hello, Dan. I'm wondering if you have to tell me where the Victorian apprentice El Tilly is. He hasn't been riding for a long time, and I think he was apprenticed to Peter Moody.
Yeah, he rode yesterday at the Sunshine Coast. I think he's gone home to Queensland.
Oh, he's gone to Queensland, is he?
Yeah, that's where he's from, and he came down on loan. I think he's gone home, but I saw him riding at the Sunshine Coast yesterday.
Oh, okay then. Thanks very much indeed. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Good on you, Jim. Thank you. One happy customer there. And I tell you who's happy at the moment, trainer David Pfeiffer. His first Quinella. I think that's his first Quinella actually at Randwick. Ronnie, Tahitian Black, an inside job.
I don't recall him having two runners in a race before.
Little alone training the Quinella.
He's another trainer that's really, really, his horses are racing well. I reckon he's underrated. You know, his horses look well, they race well, they're placed well. And this young apprentice that he's got, he's doing a good job with him, Brody Loy. So, yeah, David, like I say, he places his horses well. He's got no stars in the stable at the moment, but they're always competitive wherever he puts them.
I can tell you one thing honest about it. Both stable runners were pretty solid in the betting and both were pretty well backed.
Yeah, they were. They both had their supporters. Tahitian Black hadn't won since, I think, November 2013. So he just got into a fast race there and freshened and a beautifully judged ride by Bowman. And inside job, well, he was another that hadn't won for a while before his last start. So, yeah, look, two old sprinting types who can cash in at this time of year, another month or when the better sprinters are around, it's going to be tough for them.
All right. A quick one here for an unfortunate one for Dino. Morning, boys. TK, can you ask Dino about the run of the quarterback yesterday? Looked very ordinary. Craig.
Yeah, it was. It was terrible. But he pulled up with this internal bleed that he's had a couple of times before. He doesn't bleed through the nose.
Right.
He has a, on scope, they can see that he's had a bleed. And he just, when it happens, he's just, he's non-competitive.
Right. So that doesn't, that's a bleed that doesn't, it's just nosebleed.
Well, it doesn't come out the nose. It doesn't come, it's from the external. Lung. So it's somewhere in the lungs. It's not a high, wasn't a high grade bleed by any means, right. But it obviously affected his performance because he was just totally not in the race yesterday.
Okay.
So he did it in the Australian Guineas as well. So he's got to get a vet clearance before he can race again and we'll give him a freshen up. So I don't know when we'll see him next.
Right. Spell?
Oh, not a spell because he's quite a gross little horse. Okay. So it'd be too hard to get him up again and put stress on him. So he'll just poke around until the vets give him the clearance, and 4 or 5 or 6 weeks he might be back again.
All right, we'll take a short break, Dino. Can you just grab yourself a Panadol and a cup of tea quickly because Kurt's coming up for you on the other side.
Right here.
Now, a Sky Sports Radio racing day goes that extra mile. At 10 a.m. 7 days a week, catch Tab Sports Talk, giving you the latest in sports from around the world. And from 11, there's previews each day for thoroughbreds, harness and greyhound racing. Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
This is what it feels like.
Warners Bay Hotel, the hub of hospitality in the Lake Macquarie District, has added another dynamic dimension to its customer-friendly services. Now there's a state-of-the-art tab facility, including more than 20 dedicated tab screens, 5 betting terminals, 7 electronic form panels, as well as indoor and outdoor wagering facilities. A punter's delight. Join Miracle Mal Johnson Saturday, January 31st for the launch of the Warners Bay Hotel's exciting new tab. You'll be hands-on to approve.
Tab Saddle Up Sundays. Visit some of our most exciting regional destinations.
Orange's turn to saddle up is on Sunday, February 15. Racing Orange's Family Fun Day will be a fantastic day out for everyone. Free entertainment includes jumping castles, pony rides, face painting, plus fashions on the field and more. Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing World have the mounting yard covered at Orange, Sunday, February 15.
For more on Tab Saddle Up Sundays, visit gocountryracing.com.au.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney 2001.
You're listening to Punters Postmortem. Have your say. Call us on 13 53 53, SMS 0419 767 272, or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Dino, our racing expert, Rod Gallegos, he was tickle pick this morning because at Mount Gambier yesterday, every race was won by a female jockey. He was over the moon.
Yep, Sunday. Yep, yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah, it was a very good day for the girls, and it's been happening a bit lately in South Australia, that's for sure.
Emily Finnegan with a treble.
Yep,
which is terrific to see. Well done to the ladies, doing a good job down there. Let's get to the open line. Hi, Kurt.
G'day, Terry. How are you, mate?
Never better.
That's the shot, Dino Duff. How you doing, boys?
G'day, Kurt.
G'day,
you've
Kurt.
Got the lock. You would have got the lot there on Sunday in New Zealand with Hardline, wouldn't you?
Ah, Duff, mate. I've been spruiking this horse for ages. Everyone that's a gambler that knows me, after this horse won on debut, I told him I was going to win this race, Duff.
Yeah, you've been on the ball.
I'll tell you, mate. Now, Duff, can I just ask you, mate, if that wasn't for Dee Brown, that horse wouldn't have won, would it?
No. It was a beautiful ride. It was so patient, and a few of the green horses in front of him were running off the track and doing all some terrible things. So, he judged it perfectly, and wouldn't have won without him, you're right.
And, Duff, can I ask you, mate, you've been everywhere, like, for racing with your duties and that. Have you ever been to a Karaka Millions Day?
I went last year.
Oh.
Yeah, it's freeloaded. Fantastic. It's one of the...
It's a boutique, eh, Ronnie? I've never known it more than six race card.
Yeah, no, it's just a little... afternoon session. It's more or less promoted by New Zealand Bloodstock, who put a big marquee on there, and geez, they put a show on. I tell you, it's an absolute ripper of a meeting.
What, did you get barred after your first year?
No.
Overindulged?
I've been a few times, but I couldn't get there this year. I wish I could. Oh. I would have, actually.
No, we realise how busy you are. Anything else, Kurt?
Yeah, just one more for Ronnie. Ronnie, I don't know if you noticed this horse on Saturday, mate. Up at Broadmeadow in the last, the ex-guy Walter run a Lofty's Menu.
No, I didn't see the last, Kurt. Did it go well?
It did, mate. I just wanted you to know. You didn't see, so you can't tell me. But I really like this horse. I mean, ever since it got given to Paul and Peter, I saw it on their first run. And...
Oh, no, yeah, Lofty's Menu. You said Lofty's Menu. No. He's a really nice horse. He toyed with that a lot. I did see that. I thought there was 8 races. There were 7. I did see it. And he's a steady performer for sure.
Good.
Kurt.
And Dino?
Yeah. Yes, Kurt.
Mate, can I ask you about a couple of horses? Dusty Jack and Snoopy during last week.
Dusty Jack has got ability. He's a bit raw, but he goes okay. He's won his maiden and he goes okay. And Snoopy was a good winner. Won well at Seymour. The leader went very hard in front, which set it up, the short price favourite, and he didn't run the 1,200. and Snoopy was really good through the line. So I think as the races get longer, he'll be better again, Kurt.
Yeah, that's what I do know. Do you think he'll be set for the second slot of Blue Diamonds?
No.
No,
he might be more a size horse, or he might go up your way for a Fernhill or something like that later on. He looks as though he'll get further.
Okay, and one last one, Dino. Did you see Lucy Warwick? She's made her way over to Victoria.
Yes, she has. She rode a winner on Saturday at Yarra Valley and nearly won the Cup yesterday at Hanging Rock.
That's right. Do you rate her, mate?
Well, she's got a good record in Perth.
My word.
Her partner, Chris Parnham, I rate very highly, and he outrode his claim on Saturday at Mooney Valley. Right. So he's a star, Chris Parnham. So, I think she's got a bit of her claim left, so she'll ride plenty of winners.
All right, boys. Oh, and one last one, Dino.
Yes, Kurt.
So thanks,
this is it, too.
Thanks for that, mate. Aloe Chris on the weekend. Did you see mixed
prices? Yes.
Mate, set for anything or just to keep going through
just
the grades?
Just going through the grades. It would have won on Saturday at Mooney Valley, but it was fourth emergency and didn't get a run.
Okay.
It would have won that stayers race, but it didn't get in, so it went to Yarra Valley and just had a very easy kill.
All right, cheers, boys. Thanks for the time.
Good on you, Kurt.
Yeah.
Well done. Dino, I know you've got a very important commitment. So
I do.
Just want to get a final thought from you, if we can, regarding something you saw over the weekend that we should be following or a horse that we should follow.
I thought Petrology run yesterday when running second to Java in the Manfred Stakes. He finished that last campaign with a real rush, winning the Sandown Guineas. He's picked straight up where he left off. He trialled well. He ran well yesterday. With the Guineas as being on the same day this year, he could be a significant Australian Guineas chance.
Thanks, Dino.
Thank you, TK. Thanks, Duff.
Well done.
See you, Dino.
Ronnie's going absolutely nowhere, and I'm going nowhere either. It's 11 minutes to 10 o'clock on Punters Postmortem. We're enjoying taking your calls. I'm going to keep doing it on 13 53 53. Hello, Mary. Good morning to you.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Always good to hear from you, Mary.
So you're back from holidays at last.
I am back from holidays at last.
You
and
seem to have a
I was here last week. Sorry?
You seem to have a lot of holiday.
Really?
Yeah.
Not as many as Ronnie, Mary.
Because I really like listening to you.
Oh, good on you, Mary.
Anyway, Ron, what did you think about Cincinnati's win?
Yeah, it was a good, really good win. He got a few breaks and he was beautifully ridden by Blake.
Sheen, I think he's terrific.
Yeah, he's a terrific rider.
Yeah, I've followed him for a long time.
Yeah, well, you should keep following him, Mary.
It's been getting scratched quite a bit.
Well, they scratched him last week because the track got very, very hard. It was probably a masterstroke by the trainer, and certainly he's a horse that I thought was better on wet tracks.
I thought that too.
Yeah, but Matthew Smith sort of let him run there on Saturday. Probably was nowhere near as hard as the week before, and it was a masterstroke probably scratching him last week because he got the big dividend there on Saturday.
Oh, right. Anyway, I haven't got much to tell because I only had the one bet Saturday.
Well, what? One bet, one win.
Oh, yeah. I got a good price on it. It was great.
Good on you. Well done, Mary.
And anyway, I'll talk to you another time.
No, always.
Okay.
Always.
And happy Australia Day for yesterday.
Thank you very much for that, Mary.
Okay.
Always
Bye.
Good for Mary's a good judge. Backs a lot of winners. Matthew Smith always seems to have a nice horse and didn't cover one blade of extra grass. Got to say from the weekend too, Ronnie, that the Randwick track, we give it plenty, but they won everywhere, didn't they, on the weekend? They led and won. They came from behind and won. They won along the fence. They won down the middle of the track and they blazed them out from the outside.
I've been impressed with Randwick the last few weeks. I put it down to not putting as much water on it, but other people will disagree with me. But 8-metre rail. You went to the races thinking, it might be up the fence and leaders all day, but it was a terrific, confident betting surface.
Yes. I think everyone's got to agree with that. And just on talking about surfaces currently, it's just getting a text message through that the ATC has tweeted that the trials at Warwick Farm, heats 6-7, Ronnie, heats 6-7 at Warwick Farm have been postponed.
6-17,
sorry.
They called them off after that main heat there, which was probably always on the card. So I don't know if they can fit them in anywhere, but at least the group performers got their hit out.
Yeah, which would have been and out of that, you like Delectation?
Yeah, he looked very strong. He was aggressive and fresh, but
I want to have another look at it, and it's hard to gauge on wet tracks and, sure. and whatever. But just looking off the computer screen, he looked to be really keen to really run.
Okay, we'll take a short break on Punters Post-Mortem. We'll come back with your calls. Phil, don't worry about that. We will come back with your calls and also text messages so you can pump them up as well.
On the Big Spots Breakfast with TK and Jimmy,
Aussie cricketer Dave Warner.
What exactly was exchanged between you and Rohit Sharma?
I think a few of the boys said something to him, and when I went over to say something to him, he sort of said something in their language, and I said, speak English, because if you're going to say something for me to understand, I cannot speak Hindi. So I did the polite thing and asked him to speak English, therefore he did, and I can't repeat what he said.
The Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Jimmy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Brought to you by Tab and the Mazda BT50 Ute.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going for Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack for the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
On Racing HQ Saturday, we've got the thoroughbreds covered. This is what it feels. There's the Sydney preview at 8. At 9, it's Melbourne, followed by Brisbane. And at 9:45, we take a look at all the New South Wales provincial meetings. Covering all that's happening in racing, this is Sky Sports Radio. This is what it feels like.
This Asian Cup, whether you put your yen on Japan, your yuan on China, your real on Iran, or chuck a pineapple on Australia, do it with the Tab. Because when you back your team in the result market with your Tab account or Tab rewards card and the game ends in a draw, we'll replace your stake with a bonus bet or equivalent Tab rewards points up to $50. How good's that? Only at your local Tab, tab.com.au or on your mobile. Terms and conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Today's form guide is brought to you by a Tab Place Multi. Add a little value to your racing multi with a fixed odds place leg today at your local Tab or with a Tab app.
This is Punters Postmortem. Want to get something off your chest? Call us on 13 53 53. SMS 0419 767 272. Or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Phil, thanks very much for waiting, mate.
Oh, no problem, mate. Good to speak to you.
I've
got a question for you about apprentices as to fully fledged jockeys on it. Is it better to use an apprentice with a claim, like a 2 or 3 kilo claim, if your horse is up around the 60 kilo claim, than a regular jockey, or even not regular jockey, one of the top class jockeys? How do you read that situation?
Well, everyone has their own opinion. Ronnie, you go first.
Yeah, look, every horse is an individual. I'm a great believer. Some horses can carry weight. Some horses can't carry weight. You claim on different horses. Some horses are pretty natural running types, and some need an aggressive jockey to stand over them. So each horse is an individual as far as putting apprentices on, whether it's to relieve some weight off them, or they know it's a natural rolling horse in front and would suit an apprentice, you know, just steering it there. So each their own. You know, look, I think probably my idea of relieving weight is probably over longer distances, more so than the sprint races. But each horse is an individual type. You know, some apprentices suit and some don't.
Sure. Now, everyone has their own personal opinion. I like the senior jockey. The better jockey I can get on a horse, I'll take the better jockey any day of the week. And, you know, I guess they get a claim for a reason, Phil.
Yeah.
And that claim is, the reason they get that claim is their lack of experience. And, you know, that they tend to make more errors, I guess, Ronnie. They don't have that experience to ride as good a race as a senior jockey. I mean, that's all personal opinion, though.
Right, so, but there's no, it's not right maybe for somebody to have a hard and fast rule. We're only going to ever use senior jockeys. You think there should be situations where you can use an apprentice.
Yeah.
Well, we have to. They're the future. You know, if we just use the normal jockeys, we'll have no jockeys coming through. You've got to give these young blokes a chance, and they're our future. And look at the young blood we've nurtured over the last few years. We've got some great young jockeys.
Well, they've all been apprentices at some stage.
For sure.
And a personal one for you, TK. How's your horse going? Is it two hats or three hats?
Three hats. With Champion Thoroughbreds out for a spell, mate. Just growing a little bit. I think it trained off a little bit, lightened off a little bit. So just gone back out of the paddock. But
I wouldn't mind lightening off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you did lighten off a fair bit.
I did for a while. I managed to find the paddock again.
The feed bin again.
Yeah, that was it.
Thank you, Phil.
Bye.
Well done. There goes Phil. Personal opinion regarding apprentices. This time of year or over that Christmas, New Year break, Ronnie, they're always to the fore, aren't they? And I think they're going to be maybe busy. I think a few high-profile jockeys got suspended yesterday. Hugh Bowman, Brenton Abdullah, Thomas Hewitt, all picked up suspensions yesterday.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for them, but get it all out of the way before the big money comes along, because we've got some high-profile races coming up, and the last thing these jockeys want to do is get suspended, you know, for our big meeting over Easter.
Absolutely. We mentioned that Godolphin, they've had 8 individual two-year-old winners so far this season. Haptic, which won the first race, probably wouldn't be in the top. Their top picks in the stable, I wouldn't imagine, but it was a very, very commercial win, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, I don't know about that. I think he was regarded as, you know, right up there with him coming into that win on Saturday. So,
okay.
Yeah, look, I thought it was a good win. I'm surprised, personally, how they... I really liked the win of that Holler the week before, but this horse toyed with Holler in the trial. But you can't get a big rap for the stable for Holler, but to my eye, I really like that horse. I like what he did.
And Holler?
I was more impressed with Holler than I was with Haptic.
Yeah.
But the stable will probably tell me different.
Very much so too, and maybe even the betting markets. But did do some work at the beginning of that race, which was hard for a two-year-old, and finish off pretty strongly when counter-attack came. Sebring Sun was very well supported, but just battered away there in third position. Ronnie, one to follow?
Look, there was a horse that won a nothing race at Canterbury yesterday called Happy Clapper. I think he's a horse that, you know, could win go through his classes now that he's got the confidence up, and look out for him when he gets to a mile.
Happy Clapper.
Happy Clapper.
Good on you, Ronnie.
See you, TK.
And thanks also to Dean Lester, who just had to go a little bit early, but always great to have Dean Lester. We'll be back again next Monday morning. I realise it's Tuesday. Stay tuned, everybody. The rest of race day coming your way. It's 10 o'clock.